Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Okay, That's Weird. This is episode 3 of season 12. No, it's 3. If you're new to this podcast, then welcome. My name is JD, and my sister will be here shortly. If you're not new, then welcome back. I hope you enjoy this new episode of Okay, That's Weird. If you'd like to contact us, you can at okaythatsweird1@gmail.com for all of your questions and concerns. You can also follow us on Instagram at okaythatsweird on Instagram for all of your latest updates on what is going on with the Okay, That's Weird podcast. You can also follow us on Spotify, obviously, and leave us a review and answer each question under each podcast. I hope you enjoyed this new episode. I hope you've had a wonderful week and weekend or whatever. And yeah.
Yo, what up, fam?
Okay. Ew. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, this is in the mood.
Yeah.
This is totally in the mood. Guys, I'm drinking booze.
No, you're not.
Who calls it booze? Who's like, I'm drinking booze?
Frat girls.
No, they're not.
Who's got the booze? Some booze?
No,
ooh,
frat
John's
guys.
Ooh, John's got the booze. Bring it, boy.
Ooh, ASMR. I mean,
AMSR.
Yeah. AMSR. Shh.
Ew, that's really bad.
That's making me grossed out.
Okay, y'all, we gotta try to make this quick because I don't want to be doing this
because you guys are stupid.
What? Well, we shouldn't be doing
I'm
it.
I'm kidding.
Then.
The first thing that we did is JD went to youth group. Talk about that.
You mean just now?
You went to youth group today.
Talk about came home from that.
This time and then last time.
I don't even remember last time. It was fun.
I don't even remember last time.
It was fun.
What about the time I went?
We played a game outside this time. That was fun.
But you hated the games outside.
I normally do, but this one wasn't that bad.
What?
It was like that? It's like volleyball, but you don't volleyball it, you just catch it and throw it. You know? It's like volleyball, but and catch.
Wow, that sounds super lame.
It's not lame when you're having fun.
Leave it up to homeschoolers to make really lame
games. It's not lame when you're having fun.
Homeschoolers are stupid.
You're talking about yourself.
I'm not a homeschooler.
There you are.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
I don't go to school.
You were, though. Okay, and then time you went and sat in the car and did nothing.
Hey, you're not going to...
Yeah, I'm guessing that time was fun, too. I don't remember.
Well, last time when JD went, I went with her and
oh,
sat
yeah,
in the car.
Oh, yeah, that time was fun.
Just sat in the car park alone. And it was, like, a very sunny day, but the sun went away, obviously. And I brought my dog, Poe. And we just sat and snuggled, and then I took him out for a little walk, which he got scared after, like, 15 minutes, so I had to bring him in. And he slept on me while I watched weird clips of movies, which, because I wanted to watch a movie, but I didn't have any, like, Netflix or anything on my iPad, so I just watched clips of movies on YouTube.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
It was great. Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was kind of lame. But on our way there, we saw 27 News.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen. Hopefully that's not something too, that's privately 2 hour.
Probably not. It doesn't matter.
It might not have been 27. It was a number in the news.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw a wreck today.
It was so cool.
On my way and back from town.
It was crazy. We weren't talking about a wreck. We were talking about
I know, but
news.
If something was happening that 27 News
Man,
was there.
I
right? There no. was some truck there that was doing something.
No.
It yeah.
Was, it was just that the it was just, like, worker guys. They're probably making sex tapes.
What?
Yep. I ripped my pinky nail out today, and it hurts so bad.
Yeah, I bit my thumbnail back, and it's bleeding from the inside. It's internally bleeding.
Little Miss Cry, baby.
It wasn't as bad as my finger, man. Oh, that time. Oh, was and so today, bad.
As you guys know, I don't know if I told you, but last week I went to therapy, and I went to therapy today. But on our way to therapy, my way to therapy.
Your way.
Yeah. I saw there was this car that, like, we were waiting because there was a train passing, and it took, like, 15 minutes for it to pass. It was going slower than the reverse light.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really slow.
Reverse light. Good analogy.
Thank you. And so, like, you know, how you can't really, you can't, like, everyone was lined up, but you leave a little space for the, for, because there was another road. It was, like, a four-way thing.
Four-way.
And so, like, there was someone, people were driving straight, too, and then I saw this car that was going, like, 80. It, like, the speed limit there's, like, 50, maybe. Maybe not even that fast. Maybe, like, 45. And there was this car that, what?
It's nothing.
There was this car that was going, like, 80, and, the road kind of, like, humped a little bit, so it was kind of like a jump, and the car, like, kind of jumped it, too.
That's
and
amazing.
It was going 80, and then I looked at who was driving, and it was literally an old grandma.
That's amazing. Wow.
I was like, dang, man. When she passed by, I was like, dang, she's living.
I wish she was my great. Grandma. That's great. That's how I'm going to be when I'm a grandma.
I went out with friends when I used to have them, and, drove with a very crazy, horrible driver, and we jumped the train tracks, which was pretty cool. I have noticed that when I'm talking to people that I don't know very much, talk very monotone, and it's freaking annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Because I noticed that today in therapy. I was like, what am I doing?
What am I doing?
But I was like, I can't change it. I can't.
Why not?
I don't know.
That's lame. Oh, I almost fell.
So a lot of times we're talking about stuff that's, like, kind of a little bit sensitive. And so I'm kind of, like, choked up a little bit. And so, like, it's kind of hard
to... This isn't yours, right?
I don't know.
Nope.
Okay.
Is it lost? Gotten him back out.
Okay. It's highs and lows, and I don't... Wait.
Actually, I think I...
Well, it's my turn to do taste test music. So.
What? No, it's mine.
Mm-mm.
What? You did it last time.
Nope.
Yeah, I know you did it last time.
Oh, it says me.
I know
I
you did
it. Every time.
No, you don't.
You did it.
Oh, Jerica, I know you didn't do it.
There, not even really good stuff came out this week, I don't think.
Tons of good
taste
stuff.
Taste test music time. Go ahead, honey.
It's
you
not
get
taste
it
test
next
music
week.
Time. It's not taste test music time.
I mean
time.
Highs and lows.
I don't want to do it. Fine. My low is right now.
Really?
Yes.
Lucky. Wish that could be my low.
No. My low.
No, my real low.
What happened?
No, that was your real low. Nothing bad happened to you. Nothing bad ever happens to you. You're a perfect little princess all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
You should be the... Hey, you should be Wendy's mascot. Yes.
Really?
You said yes.
No, I know what
you said yes.
I didn't think.
She has freckles and red hair and blue eyes.
Hey,
and that is literally you.
You're telling people what I look like.
Are you?
You're telling people what I look like.
Why'd you take that?
Because I love it.
What are you doing?
I was just seeing if we did anything. My high is huge news. I bought tickets to Glass Animals.
Don't say where it is.
I'm obviously not.
Okay, so I'm going to say when it is either.
I'm not.
Oh, what?
So I'm going to see them some point in the future, and it's going to be amazing, and I'm super.
She's a spoiled brat.
I bought it.
Yeah, but that's taking you, and.
Technically not. Technically, he didn't have to do that.
And also, did I see you hand him money?
Not yet, because
so
I don't have it.
So he's playing them, and you're just going to make him forget.
No, I had to pay him back. I didn't have to pay him back, because I'm not
gonna forget.
A rich
you're
butt
going
crack.
To forget with parentheses,
ooh, yeah,
and then never pay him
idea,
back.
That's a good idea, actually. It's a good idea. Thank you for that. It's good. Good.
Yeah, I know. You thought of it.
Are you okay?
Okay, ask me.
I wasn't even... Okay, yeah. I at least turned.
Yeah, you were.
Not sure I have a high.
Oh, yeah, I do. I totally forgot. I forgot what happened. My high was I had my bleep birthday.
Wow. Everybody knows how old you are.
No, they don't. Oh.
You're 80.
Yeah.
Because you can tell by your voice.
I know. It's so shaky. Because I've got anxiety.
No, apparently you don't.
Shh. Oh, I haven't told him that.
Oh, my. It's not even like it matters.
She's wrong anyway. I know that ain't true. I mean, I know it is. Oh. That. Ah.
Jenny, don't. You feel my flap.
So I know that they're, part of it's true, but the other half, she's an idiot because that ain't true.
Okay, say your high.
That ain't true. My high. Oh, yeah, my high is, dang it, I don't think I can say, I can't say where it is.
Nope.
No, but for my birthday, we went to an Irish pub restaurant, and as you guys know, obviously, by our disgusting, idiotic accents, that we're not from Ireland. I am going to be there, and I'm going to live there eventually, sure. So, and we are part Irish. I'm not being one of those stupid Americans that claim,
I'm Irish, because my great cousin's grandpa was a little bit Irish.
I'm not like that, no. We do have a little bit of Irish in us, so we have history of Irishness, but, and at heart, I am 100% Irish. In actuality,
yeah,
we're actually more English than we are anything, and I'm so sorry. I do not support that side. Ireland is the best, and I stand with you.
Oh, wow.
England, get out of Ireland. Get out. We don't like you. We don't.
England, last time I checked, isn't in Ireland.
I know. No, there's a little part that connects, and everyone's like, ew, just ew. Like Northern Ireland. That's the part that connects. Northern Ireland is a part of England.
Wow.
And that is gross. Really, okay, really gross.
Say you're freaking high already.
If I was in Northern Ireland, I would jump off a cliff.
Oh, my.
I would jump off
a cliff. No, you wouldn't.
Anyway,
you'd be dying.
So my high is that we went to an Irish restaurant pub. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was super
I was
cool.
Literally dying.
Got to go down in the dungeon.
There was an amazing, super cool pub that's like 80 million yards underground, but we didn't get to go because it was closed. Like, absolute jerks.
Yay.
So that was really a bummer.
What? We got to go in the upper half,
though.
Yeah,
I know,
that
but
was
that,
cool.
That was the part that I wanted to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, it was super fun, obviously.
We'll go back.
It was my high, my birthday. And my amazing slash horrible, disgusting sister got me, she bought me land in Ireland. So I own you guys. Anyone who steps foot on that has to marry me.
Yeah, guys, I'm pretty rich. I'm pretty rich.
Yeah, she bought me land.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you guys go like, why, she's so rich and she's so cool.
No.
I'm not
allowed to. Just keep it at that.
No.
Keep it at that.
I'm not allowed to build on it, but I can go there and like camp or something that doesn't.
You can't change the land.
Yeah,
at all.
You can't destroy the landscape, which I think is amazing because who would want to do that?
Yeah.
So obviously, when I go there to live, I'll have to buy somewhere else. But I'm definitely gonna visit there, and that will always be my favorite spot ever. Because Jenny bought me, and it was always my like I have Ireland with me.
Oh my!
So yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And the food there was really good.
Yeah.
I had really good soft pretzels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got chicken and chips. I was gonna get fish and chips, but I hate fish.
Yeah.
And I also don't eat it. So I got chicken and chips. And it was banging.
Mm-hmm.
A banging. And then my low is.
Plus, it was a super nice day. And the town where it was super cool.
My low was yesterday. I had an absolutely horrible day. I woke up and was just like mega more depressed than I always am. And I was literally crying all day long. You could see, like, my face was literally, like, I don't even, like, I had it completely, I had my face completely cleaned up, but my mom could still tell somehow. Was, like, my face really red or was it really white?
You're an idiot.
No, was it?
I don't know. I wasn't
I think it was really
red.
And I looked, like, really, like, washy.
You always look
I don't
washy.
Know how to explain it, but it looked, like, weird. You know, like, matte. Like, my face looked matte instead of shiny.
Your face
like
always
Jade's.
Looks
She's got a shiny face, and mine was
matte. So you're saying I'm sweaty. Thank you.
And I was just crying all day long. So that was horrible. And everything just sucked, and I hated it and wanted to die. And
today was a little bit better. As soon as JD left me, I got a little teary-eyed, but I never really let myself cry. I kept getting distracted. I was like, I'm going to do it right after I clean these dishes. I'm going to do it. But I kept getting distracted, and honestly, I didn't really care about you that much.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Good job.
What time is it? Taste test music time.
Taste test music time.
Oh, wow. That's my amazing singing voice.
Okay, I guess Eileen's turn since she's a brat and stole my time.
Okay, new music day. New music day, new music time. New music day, new music time.
Time.
Oh, how I love you.
Oh.
Oh, how my heart burns for you.
You too came out with a new song and I didn't know it.
Wait, ASMR.
Okay, the first one that came out.
I'm gonna kill you. I hope you die.
Yerma came out with a new.
What? Are you actually saying that? You actually don't want me to die?
Obviously. Oh, you're an idiot, man. Now I do.
Actually, matter to somebody?
Ugh.
Yerma came out with a new album, Spring Waltz. Obviously, it was amazing because it's freaking Yerma. The Libertines came out with a new album, All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade. I think is what it's called. I don't really remember. And this thing's not working, so it's not telling me which ones I like, but I liked a lot of them. Oh, yeah, like Mustangs. Oh, Poopy.
Oh, Poopy? Oh, I thought it was actually called that. Oh,
Baron's Claw. I don't remember all of them. I think I liked a lot of them. Wait. Songs. They never play on the radio. I know I liked those, but I don't remember the one. I think I liked pretty much all of them. Darren Keeley came out with a new song called Say I. It's amazing. He's my little Irish daddy. I always go to amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Apparently, you two came out with a new song, but I didn't know that, so I'm not going to say anything about that. Matt Holobowski came out with a new EP.
Ooh, my baby.
It's not saying that it was amazing. Any of
you
them.
Loved it all.
I remember having one of them on my list, but
one of them? Wow, you're loose.
They weren't as good as all the rest.
This is taking forever.
Actually, I don't think that I did like any of them, but oh man. Novo Amor came out with a album.
Oh my.
It was
I put every single one on my.
Yeah, for real. Like, same. It was called Collapse List. Obviously, he is literally the greatest ever.
No.
Obviously, because he's Welsh. I always thought he was Canadian, but we just found out he's Welsh, apparently. The one I've been listening to the most is Copathetic and Maybe. Maybe too. But I loved literally all of them. What if I was one of those people that always enunciated every single word?
And those people, you, I guess you are one of those people, never mind.
I enunciate?
Where?
Oh,
who?
Man, I hate those people.
What do you want? Benson Boone.
BB.
BB.
BB is right. He came out with his new album, his debutful.
For real. That's a knee slapper.
Hire me to be your agent. No. It's called Fireworks and Rollerblades.
And I was supposed to be getting to say this, but whatever.
No, actually not.
Yeah.
All of them are good. So if you've already heard of, or heard of before, the two that I've been listening to the most is Cry and There She Goes, because those are like the ones that I have on there. But they were all good. if you like pop. a new song that came out, which came out like a long time ago, but then he just put it on Spotify for my birthday. McKay by Ren.
Yeah, it's
just it's an instrumental song that he wrote for one of his friends that died. So yeah, just let that seep into you. Get it into you.
Oh my god.
Another thing that came out, which is such a shocker. Shocker.
They call me Shocky.
Sound like Ryan.
What?
The other one.
What one?
The one that really likes football. And is super nice. I mean, they're all super nice.
But...
They call me Shocky.
I love that movie.
What?
Flushed Away.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Fred Again came out with a new album. A lot of them were already out, but dang that boy. That boy. The one that I liked the most out of the new ones, I think, that I haven't already heard was Admit It, bracket, You Don't Want To, bracket, featuring Jordan. That one's good. Fred Again's amazing. My girl, my main girl that I've been listening to a lot lately, I'll tell you more about her, but she's got a new song out called Vandalist. No Go Rez, amazing. And
good.
Wonder Horse just came out with a new song today after like 10 years of not having any music. It's called Midas. It's really good. Okay.
You liked it?
Obviously.
You didn't say anything about it. I thought you didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it.
Yeah, we'll shove that opinion right up your butthole.
I said I did like
well,
it.
Sure.
I said I did. I thought you didn't.
Still, for some reason, I've been listening to Hold On by John Lennon a lot. I really like it. I really do.
Why are you saying that? Like, it's
I don't
shocking.
Know. Because it says, cookie! Right cookie. In the middle, so it's a little bit weird, but I love it. I love it. I'm trying to do this fast, but... haven't even said that. Obviously, I've been listening to No Go Rez the most. She's amazing. I love her. I've known about her for a long time, but I just started listening to her again. Well, not again, but more because I showed them to my family and they...
She's a nun now.
Yeah. To my family and they all loved her. So I've been hearing her a lot more. The one that I've been listening to the most is probably End of the Road, but Against the Machine. Album. Different playlist. I don't know. But all Bark Loud, all of them, literally all of them. She's amazing. Feet, my favorite band of all time. If anybody wants to like find where Feet live and send me their address so that I can stalk them and lure them into my lair so that I can
dark real fast.
So that I can just keep them
okay,
there.
Okay.
Just tell me, give me a call. My number is 555-555-5555.
Wow, that was for one. Way too many numbers and just all fives, which is impossible.
No, I have really cool. I contacted all the people, and they gave me it.
Oh, all the people.
All of the people.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Another song that I've been listening to a lot. Wait. I have so many playlists, guys, so it's very, 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 very hard for me to navigate where everything is. Bracket, A Bit of a Bracket, Birthday by Heavy Lungs is really good. Really good. Also, Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode, Masquerade by Skids. Yeah, Skids. Pretty cheeky, ain't it?
It's a perfect band for you. This is taking for flippin' ever. Now you're making a song out of the word poopy.
Dang, wait.
I'm waiting.
Wait a minute, what?
That's all I have been doing.
Wait a minute, what?
Past hour.
Wait a minute, what? Oh, wait. What was that kneecap song I was playing today that you added?
Oh. Well, it wasn't kneecap. It was that was Eminem.
No.
Oh, it was picture something. Art.
Oh, yeah. Fine Art. Mm. That's a song I've been listening to a lot. Fine Art by Kneecap. Kneecap is so good. If you guys want to support
Ireland, so good.
And be cool, kneecap is your way to go. If you don't want to, then you can just take your little nasty, disgusting, warty butt out of here and let the door hit you. And hopefully it has a stick in it so that it will go inside you pierce you until you die.
Ooh, wow.
Thank you.
That was...
I've also been listening to a lot of Irish music. Obviously, Patty Rolling Stone by Shane MacGowan and the Popes. It's probably the most strained of my days. I don't know. I guess I can be all.
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of music.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Loser.
I'm so excited. JD's turn, I guess.
Finally, man. Okay. Just give me a second, guys. Just give me a second here. Give me a second. I need to get my story straight. Okay. Anyway, Glass Animals' new song, Creatures
also
in Heaven.
Kids with Guns by
Glass. I'm gonna kill you. Did you just interrupt Glass Animals?
Yes.
Glass Animals' new song, Creatures in Heaven, is finally out, and it is amazing. The world gets to enjoy it, and it's so good. And that song will forever hold a very special place in my heart because I got to hear it before everybody else did with Dave in real life. So yeah. That's amazing. Oliver Malcolm came out with a song called Cause of You. It was really good. I love Oliver Malcolm. Sublime with Rome came out with a song called Love is Dangerous. I'm pretty sure I liked it. Don't really remember. Dang, I forgot to listen to that. Actually, no, I didn't listen. Rainbow Kid Surprise came out with a song called Overtime featuring Casey Musgraves. Wish Casey Musgraves wasn't on it because I think it's always ruined when there's a girl in there. But the Rainbow Kid Surprise part is really good. Missio came out with a song called The Higher You Climb. I think it was good. I don't really remember, but I think it was good. Let's see here. June Lyon came out with a song called Floating in the Night. It was really good, actually. I haven't really loved the music they've been putting out lately because they've been with, like, other people and stuff, and I just didn't really like it that much, but that one was pretty good. Obviously, Matt Halabowski, amazing, and Nova Amore, amazing. BB, Benson Boone, amazing, super good. My favorite, well, not my favorite, but like the one I've been listening to the most is definitely Cry. I love that song. Cage the Elephant came out with another song called Good Time. I don't remember listening to that, but I think I did listen to it. I'm pretty sure it was good. Obviously, Ren's song, whatever. Noga Reza's song, which I didn't really get to listen to a lot of it, but it was pretty good and wonderful.
My pinky heart.
Wow, that's so sad. Okay, now songs I've been listening to lately. See how much faster I've been doing that? That's how you do it.
23 hours ago, Rin had a dream.
What?
Rin didn't have a dream because I don't remember seeing that.
Okay, songs lately. Nails by Noga Rez is super good. I've been listening to that lately.
Well, yeah, you're welcome.
Not really lately, but like... pretty recently, that song's really, it's been stuck in my head, like, all day. So that song's
not lately? You literally just heard it for the first time, like, literally yesterday.
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah. Okay. Obviously, I'm listening to Cry, which I already said that. Creatures in Heaven. Mm-hmm. Ooh. And still a lot of the same stuff, because, guys, I'm just, wow, can you stop? Because I'm just a really cool... What are you doing? A really cool person like that?
Four? What a fatty.
Can you shut up?
He got four hamburgers.
Wow, what a...
For one, what a freaking murderer. For two, what a freaking fatty.
guys...
Hey, if anyone wants a wife, I'm available.
No.
I am looking towards arranged marriage.
But even though
need a husband.
For me to continue this, even though I haven't been listening to a ton of super new music, I did make a new playlist on Spotify. It's all songs that I know how to play on guitar.
Wow. We really care about
this.
Thank
you. Thank you. I love that someone finally cares. And, yeah, so that's fun. Not that anyone will ever get to see it, because I don't have any public playlists on Spotify. And...
Bon public. I know how to say public in French.
That's what that is?
Bleak.
That's amazing. What's bon public?
In the public or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
Bumblebee.
I'm probably saying that's it wrong, and then all the French people are like, that's not right. That's not right.
That's Italian.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. That's not right. What that's else? Literally Italian.
That's not right. Oui, oui. That's not right.
Okay, you're being very offensive right now. Very offensive.
I have, like, horrible accents besides British, Irish, Scottish.
Yeah, no, you're horrible at those, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No,
say something in Irish so that
an
Irish person can hear it and be like, wow, she's a freaking
loser.
Wait,
what was that? What did I keep saying?
I don't know, but don't. Do not get reminded, because that was so freaking annoying.
Wait, wait. I know it was
Nosvetra
and
Soida
Prenhaumda
and
Prenhaumda.
It literally sounds like Spanish. No offense to the Irish community, but it sounds like Spanish.
I don't remember the last one. Gwyn
Labrin Shibela. That's Irish.
Boom. Wow.
Boom!
It sounded so bad.
Boom! Okay.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
My breath is going to smell probably not very good now.
It's just going to smell like green.
No. Ugh. Kratom smells bad.
You smell bad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wait, do you smell bad?
I smell like slime.
Dirt.
Which is pretty much so it smells like lotion. So
yeah, this was washed from a weird girl. I bought it on Depop. And it still smells like that. I washed it like a million times.
So I have to smell your pants. Do you have to smell
you? It
does
smell like slime. These are probably still...
Wait,
why don't you take these off closer to you?
You smell like jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any flavor.
Yeah, you don't.
Because I don't
smell your hair.
It probably smells like dirt. And that weird, like...
It just smells like hair. It doesn't smell like anything.
I don't have a flavor anymore.
So wow,
I don't have
that's
freaking
weird.
I don't have perfume
or any lotions
deodorant
or anything.
Yeah. I don't have any. Like that's that's the only smell.
You
yummy.
Have nothing.
That's the only
you
yummy smell thing
plain.
That I have.
At least you don't smell bad though.
I know.
You smell bad.
I smell like nothing.
Couldn't even be.
So I'm an unattractive girl that smells like nothing.
Yep.
So when I meet a hot guy, which I probably never will.
When?
No. Okay. If I ever meet a hot guy. And he's like, hey, girl. And I walked by him. He's like, ew, are you even human? You don't even smell like anything. And I'm flavorless.
If a guy did that.
And he'd be like, ew, I don't want to date a flavorless girl. And I was like.
If a guy did that, then he'd be disgusting. It shouldn't matter what you smell. Unless you smell bad.
Maybe you should
buy
me
And it's a sign him. Of bad hygiene. But if you just smell like nothing, then. No guy should be like, wow,
I've always
you don't even smell like anything.
Every time when I was littler, every time I'd hug anybody or met anybody, they were like, you smell amazing. Every time anyone would ever come near me, that's what they'd say. And I always pride myself.
Yeah, I hate smelling bad.
In smelling amazing. Like, I always wanted people to say, you smell really good.
Well,
and now I smell like nothing.
You don't smell
nothing.
Really good. You know, you
have
money.
I used to wash my hair with like Pantene.
You can buy yourself. Perfume. We should do that tomorrow when we go into town. Yeah, it's fun. That'd be
it's
fun.
It's cheaper on Amazon.
Oh, you're cheaper on Amazon.
Okay, we gotta hurry. So I saw the grandma going 80. Granny going 80.
You didn't tell me that. I asked if you saw anything cool. You never told me that.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, anyway, I went to therapy today. It was kind of lame. I didn't really say much. She was really doing anything. And, last time she diagnosed me with generalized anxiety disorder. I don't know if you guys knew that.
You said that last time.
You really needed to know. But she said she thinks that it's more OCD, so she is diagnosing with OCD right now, which I've pretty much known that I've had my entire life, and OCD is something that you're born with, so I'm totally messed up, apparently, and I'm never going to get fixed. But yeah, so that was horrible. But I have therapy next week, and the next week, and the next week, and for the rest of my life, because I am one messed up kitty. And then my birthday, I made a Guinness chocolate cake with Irish buttercream. Irish cream buttercream. It was so good. And a chocolate drip. It was amazing. It could have looked better, but my family ruined it, obviously. So yeah, that's pretty much all. Thank you for joining us.
What?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably like 800 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that great this time, but
it wasn't that great.
You know.
It wasn't that great.
I closed my eyes and I saw a big, fat, I saw really skinny.
Ryan?
No. How come I said fat? That's what you thought of.
I mean, he's fat,
you know,
like pH fat. I saw a really skinny guy with a huge head, but an even bigger afro.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have pictures in my head.
Doesn't everybody?
I wouldn't be surprised if I went back and she's like, well, now I'm diagnosing you with schizophrenia.
No, you don't have schizophrenia.
She was, because she asked me, she was like, do you ever see the guy that you think's going to murder you? I was like, yeah. I mean, not, I was like, I don't actually see him, but I see him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So she was like,
makes sense, honey. Makes
she
sense.
She seems schizophrenic.
No, she doesn't.
She seems schizophrenic.
She doesn't.
And then I'd be like, what?
What?
I have schizophrenia?
No. Because you can't be a hottie. Only hotties have schizophrenia. And you're not a hottie.
Tell that to all the guys lining up at the door trying to get my number.
Okay, guys, that's all. Make sure that you check our post and I'll tell you, like, when our new everything's gonna happen. It's at okdatsweird on Instagram. If you're a cool person, follow it and like all of my posts and share it with your friends, obviously.
Ew. I hate myself.
What? Why?
So gross. I'm like a fat, lumpy, scaly, moldy lizard.
And that's how I feel every second
of my
life.
I'm standing like one of those stupid geckos just in the desert with their stupid, lame,
full
butt cheeks out in the wind. And they're just like,
geckos
I have nothing to live for. And they're just like green and lame and standing there with their bellies, fat bellies sticking out. And then being fat and eating more flies and just like, why am I even here? That's how I feel.
Yep, that's how I feel too. Every second of
no,
every day.
No, you don't. You feel like a beautiful lamb in the greenest pasture of Ireland, and that nothing can hurt you.
Oh, that would be a beautiful life, but no.
Okay, guys, I love you so much.
You're having a breakdown.
I am.
A midlife crisis, because you're in your midlife now.
Shut up.
No, you're not actually.
Shut up.
Oh my.
Hope you guys have an amazing day, week, month, year, and the rest of us. Kiss, kiss, miss, miss. I love you guys so much. Hope you love your family, double two, daddy. And this week, I want you to shove a blade in your eyeballs.
Oh my.
No, just kidding. I don't want to direct any self harm. Also, the solar eclipse happened.
Oh yeah,
on
we didn't
birthday.
Talk about that. That was
on
crazy.
On my birthday.
It didn't get fully dark, but it got kind of dark. And the temperature
was
dropped,
crazy. It was like the moon was like,
it was like
cold outside.
Okay, man, I'm not feeling this.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. Okay. I'm running out. And I'm done.
Okay, then end it then. Oh my.
I don't know what I should say.
Just say it. Go have fun.
Go and buy me perfume and ship it to me.
Okay.
My address is 555 55th Street.
Five.
What if that's in the real address?
Gotta
think about these things.
Wow. I don't like this.
Okay, then end it.
Bye. I don't know. I didn't do a freaking thing.
You did. You just said buy your perfume, because that's definitely gonna happen.
But that's not
incident to 555 55th Street 5.
That's not motivational, though.
Oh, my,
I'm
fine.
So motivational.
Go out and sit in the grass and just sit there. And just be like,
Which animal would you date?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, that should be the question.
No.
Which animal would you date?
What? So, what? No, what's your answer?
What is it?
What's your answer?
Reality, yeah.
What is your answer?
What animal would I date?
Yep.
I don't know. Probably.
What animal?
I know. 100% I know. Panther.
Because they're all black and stealthy. They're like the baddies. The baddies of the jungle. So.
I want to date a blobfish.
I see it.
Okay, thank you.
You have beautiful kids.
Thank you. I know.
Hey, you take two really ugly things, you make a beautiful baby.
That's true.
So,
hey, Blobby.
That should be the name. Hey, Blobby.
Okay.
Jadia, you're making me mad. I can't think of anything.
Oh, Mike, we already said it.
I'm getting really angry.
I already said.
That'll be the question. Which animal would you date?
Okay, and but the thing was
motivational
go to Shell's
Beach.
That's super motivational.
Okay, I want you to take your whole
freaking nose and bury it in the dirt and smell it real hard. I want you to suck up some of that dirt and get it in your lungs. Yeah, that's good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
Bye.